This is Practical Lunacy with your host, Luna. And her co-hosts,
Storymaster
and Trigger, aka Mumbles McSmoke-a-Lot.
Sarah in the house.
There's a couple of cats in the room, too. It just may be a
lunatic you're looking for. Handing out your daily dose of lunacy. You may be right. I may be crazy. So let us take over your world for 2 hours. Too much time on my hands is taking away with my sanity. Because we've got news, we've got debates, and we've got fun. Guaranteed to like it, unless you don't. So just sit back and enjoy the wild ride. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is Practical Lunacy here at www.practicallunacy.com, and this is your host, Luna, here with you on this lovely, ugly Tuesday night.
This is Storymaster.
Hi, our Trigger.
Oh, yeah. Sarah in the house.
Okay. Are you going to tell us your name, dude?
I was kind of deciding.
I was going to be follow Mr. Kool-Aid Man.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid Man. Oh, so is that
Is that your catchphrase now?
I had too many choices.
I look forward to your progression.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all?
We are indeed.
So, it's crappy out. It is crappy out.
Just a little rainy.
Dude, a little rainy. I mean, like, for fuck's sake. Okay, so yesterday it was 26 degrees out. It is 2 degrees out right now. What is that?
On the way to getting snow.
Well, fuck snow in middle of frickin' May.
Welcome to Edmonton.
I'd hate to tell you what it was here.
Well, you shut up.
80.
Okay, well, first off, I'm talking about Celsius temperatures, not your made-up bullshit.
Okay, but that's an hour ago. It was 80 degrees, so turn that into the...
I mean, 80 degrees is like 26, so, like...
Wouldn't that be hot for you?
It would be nice.
Would be how much?
That was about 26 ago. Or so, 26, 27.
And that was an hour ago.
It's tolerable.
Oh, Sarah.
Well, I'm more of a 22, 23 kind of guy.
22, 23 kind of guy.
Yeah, with a faint breeze.
You're twice that age.
Shut up.
Shut up. You don't want me to shut up, because if I shut up, there's no show. Because none of y'all talk if I don't.
If there's no show, I have a game to get back to.
Oh, fuck you. I don't think I like your attitude tonight. I am going to dock your pay. I am going to dock your pay.
I can go watch wrestling.
Well, you can do that. Bye-bye.
If you want to not talk.
I mean, you can leave. We don't mind.
You'd miss me. Come on.
That's very debatable.
Hey, as long as I'm debatable.
Sure. So, like, by the way, I just thought of this because I see you drinking your pop there, Serac. Dr. Pepper has made a Dr. Pepper Zero. Oh. Now...
Yeah, behind closed doors.
I haven't seen it here yet, but it exists.
Well, I'll keep an eye out.
So will I, because, like...
This is the bong right
here. Yeah, Trigger, I know that you have Diet Coke. That's nice, but that's not what we're talking about.
Coke is disgusting.
Hey. That's what I'm drinking too, so fuck off.
Still disgusting.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Hey, drinking Pepsi.
Just for the taste of it, Diet Coke. I am dating myself with that commercial jingle. I am totally dating myself with that commercial jingle. Man, I'm old.
Hey, if he wants to advertise Pepsi, his hair could go on fire.
Listen. Look.
Right?
No. You leave Serac's hair alone. I like Serac's hair. He's going to cut it off and I'm going to be sad. But I like his hair right now. It's
go back.
But it's lovely. It's sexy. I like it. And he's gonna cut it off, and I'm gonna be sad.
You remember Jim?
Because it's summer and it's fucking annoying.
I do remember Jim.
And you remember how when he had his long hair? I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of the women there said he looked like, of course, Nicolas Cage.
He looked like something.
Right. But you want to hear all the, when he cut his hair off at one time, all the women were up at the gate, the old ladies were like, why did he do that? Why did Nicholas cut his hair off?
I don't know.
But it figures, Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
But, no. That's Wish's favorite.
Yeah.
Wish, the app where you buy stuff from China, open up Wish sometime and search Nicolas Cage. You will be amazed at what you find. Absolutely amazed at what you find. I don't think I have Wish on my phone anymore. I think I got rid of it, but, wait, I do have it on my phone. Okay, so I'm gonna look up Nicolas Cage, and I will screen cap what I get, and I will just send it into the chat because this is great stuff, man.
Don't send the pants.
You mean those pants?
Yeah, those pants. Yeah. Or even the ones with his face all over them.
Those ones are up there, too.
I know.
What the fuck?
There.
I don't know. I don't know why they have this weird Nicolas Cage obsession.
I mean...
obsession? It's more like a fetish.
What? Poor Serac. Look at him. He's, like, speechless, and he's just like... Are you okay?
I'll manage.
I don't really see him very well because all I see is you.
Well, I'm nicer to look at. That is so absolutely not true, but
oh, I agree.
I'd have to agree with what? That. No offense, Serac. No offense, but I gotta go with.
Listen, y'all.
You know the pants I'm talking about with his head right there.
Your sup impression now?
I am not doing my sup impression. Do you want me to? I know what pants you're talking about, Trig.
Right. The head right, his face right there. And
you are talking about the pants that I am about to post into the Practical Lunacy chat. Boom! I mean, like, it's very bizarre. Like, I don't understand, like, I really don't understand the Nicolas Cage obsession. It is so weird.
It's a fetish, I guess. It
is so weird. I mean, it's like...
You said it to Discord or a different way, or
to
what?
Discord. It's in the Practical Lunacy chat room.
Well, that's where I'm at, and I don't see it.
I don't know why you don't see it. Maybe you're not because... scrolled down. Relic says that those pants need a zipper. I don't. What are you saying that you want your penis to be coming out of Nicolas Cage's mouth? I don't know. Okay. Also, I don't know if that was an appropriate sentence. That was not an appropriate sentence.
Zipper is.
That was very much not an appropriate sentence.
And of course, the zipper would be
across. I apologize.
You know? The zipper would be across instead of up and down.
Yeah, I know. I apologize.
You don't?
Moving on. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to make this a Nicolas Cage segment?
No! I mean, I didn't really have that. I mean, that wasn't really my intention.
But Sayrock seems to be interested. So does...
Oh my god! Wait a minute. So, Stormmaster just posted an article in the Practical Lunacy chat. Nicolas Cage is huge in China. That is insane! That is absolutely insane. I'm sorry. I like Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage is great. I love National Treasure. It is one of my favorite movies. Mm-hmm. And
he can be good.
What?
He can be good, but he's kind of like Kevin Costner. You know, it's a 50-50 thing.
Well, it's kind of like Tom Cruise who plays Tom Cruise playing a part. I mean, like, you know, I mean, that's kind of what Nicolas Cage is. Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage playing a role.
Actually, I'm usually not a fan of Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Most times. But mm-hmm. I have to say, I fucking loved him in Tropic Thunder.
I don't think I saw that one.
Probably because I didn't realize it was him.
Is that the one with the ball in it? There was where they had that race, and then they wound up blowing through the accident.
No,
no.
I know which one you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. And
that would be, I think, Days of Thunder.
Oh, when he brought back to life.
Different.
When he was brought back to life.
What?
When he got no, that's Death Race. Never mind.
What are you talking about, Trigger?
I thought we were talking about Tom Cruise.
Trigger, why are you talking?
Because that you mentioned about the article where he's good in Europe or wherever he said he was good at.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The article was about Nicolas Cage being big in China. We're talking about Tom Cruise, who is not Nicolas Cage, we're also not talking about Europe. Okay. So I don't know what crack you're smoking.
I was gonna say that sounds almost like what's his name who played Baywatch, Knight Rider, whose music was
Hasselhoff
was the Hoff. Yeah, the Hass. The Hoff. Yeah,
Big in Germany,
where his music was big in Germany, so
yeah.
As opposed to Nichols being big in China.
Relic says in most films they do movie magic to make Tom Cruise look small, look taller. Is that true? I mean, that doesn't surprise me. He's like, what, 5'6" or something? Stupid.
I mean, I think he's not tall as Zachary Levi.
He's not tall by any means. I'm going to look it up now because I got to see. I got to know Tom Cruise. Show me Tom Cruise, who by the way, does play in one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, he was in that Stars movie?
No. I said one of my favorite movies of all time.
I'm sorry, I misheard.
Vampire Diaries.
No, I've never seen Vampire Diaries.
Isn't that a show?
I think you're talking about Interview with the Vampire, by the way. No. Oh, come on. What is the name of the movie? Tom Cruise, Anthony Edwards, military. Top Gun. Yes.
Oh.
Also, could you maybe speak into your mic? I'm just
talking. That little known obscure movie? Oh, yeah.
Okay. I think I've heard of it. Don't do that. You can't just sit there and have a conversation with me as though we're one-on-one. If you're going to talk, you're going to talk into a microphone. If you're not going to talk, if you would rather just sit here and have a conversation with me one-on-one, then you can leave the office and come back later. Yes, that little-known obscure movie, Top Gun.
I thought you were thinking about Born in USA. Born in the USA.
No.
You mean 4th of July?
Tom Cruise is 5'7", so he's only a couple inches taller than me.
Well, look what they did look what they did with George Clooney. They actually added souls to make him taller for Batman.
I'm not a huge fan of George Clooney either. So,
well, we're talking about height. That's why I was, you know.
Oh well.
Yeah, I mean.
Did you know that Tom Cruise gave back all his Academy Awards?
I didn't know that, nor did I care.
Well, there, you know, the
Academy Awards, it was the Global Awards.
Oh, the Global Awards. And you know what they didn't even show a Global Awards show this year. Or are they going to?
Well, because it's March of 2020.
No, it's because they're protesting because it's all white male reporters that are all choosing the actors.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Hmm. That's because you don't watch the news.
I don't watch the news. Do you know why I don't watch the news?
Because it's anxiety making.
I don't watch the news because the news gives me anxiety. It's the same reason that I'm not in like the current events channel or the COVID-19 channel in Nerdfighteria. I can't.
That's fair. I'll just say that that's where I got the information from.
Fair.
I don't really watch the news, but I'll listen to NPR once in a while in the car.
Why?
Listen to what?
NPR.
I don't know what that is.
It's public radio. National Public Radio.
Yes. Oh,
okay. It's crap. See, Lotus in the chat room said NPR, National Public Radio in the U.S., said. I know that was a typo, but that's what they said.
In front of our listeners?
It's Lotus. It's my big sibling. It's my job to make fun of them. I mean, like, come on. Also, it gets me a Dave Palm. I mean, you know. And anything that gets me a Dave Palm is good. We like Dave Palm.
The hell is a Dave Palm?
That's the emoji that Lotus just used.
Well, what does it stand for?
It's a face palm.
What with Dave?
What he said. Oh,
the guy who had Wendy's
okay,
as a restaurant?
No, not the guy who had Wendy's as a restaurant. For fuck's sake.
That's the only Dave I know.
Sarok doesn't like Dave. Sarok doesn't like the idea of Dave.
I don't care.
Dave who?
Dave is a member of the server, Trigger.
Okay, nobody knows. I don't know this stuff.
I I don't wait. You do not pay attention. If you do, okay. I'm sorry, Trigger, but if you talk to me and you don't know who Dave is, it means you don't pay attention to a word I say, because this man is like in my vocabulary, like every other sentence.
Fine, you could be in your vocabulary every other sentence, but doesn't tell me you refer to him as Dave Palm, right?
No, I referred to the emoji as Dave Palm. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just subway slowly.
Does he have a username?
Yeah, his username is Dave.
Okay, never mind.
Oh my god. Still don't know what I'm talking gonna about. Slam my head against something hard.
There's a window behind you. That's hard. Or the wall. Oh, there you go.
So anyway, actor. So like, I don't know. Do you have a favorite actor? Any of you? Any of the three of you?
Not really.
No? You do?
I do.
Who?
Rutger Hauer.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. I do.
Wow, Trigger knows something.
That's Blind Fury. Guy was a wrestler.
What?
Blind Fury.
My favorite movie. Like literally my favorite movie.
And I think he was a guest immortal on what do they call that series? I even own it.
Highlander.
A guest immortal.
Highlander.
Immortal.
Highlander.
Highlander, yes.
I haven't watched that show, just like the first two movies.
So they're how old, you know, they're probably they're way back.
Yeah. But anyway, he actually died a couple of years ago.
Oh, did he? I didn't know.
Yeah. He was 75.
But I liked the movie. I did like the movie Blind Fury.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Y'all, Dear Evan Hansen is being released in September as a movie.
Who?
Dear Evan Hansen, it's a Broadway play. It's being released as a movie in September.
Mm.
Okay, you don't understand the significance of this.
Of course I don't.
I know you don't.
Neither do I.
By the way, tomorrow is Michael's birthday.
Happy birthday, Michael, who isn't listening.
He's not listening. But tomorrow is Michael's birthday, and I was thinking of changing the chat room name to Happy Birthday Michael for tomorrow and seeing if he would notice, but he won't, so it's not really worth it. I mean, it's a lot of effort for no damn good reason.
Listen to me, it's my birthday.
So okay, Lotus says that their favorite celebrity, that's Tom Hiddleston, right?
Yeah.
And Relic is Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris is pretty good.
Yeah.
I will admit.
Real funny.
Yeah. Also, I mean, you know, like.
I like them as Doogie Howser.
Yeah. But, like. What do you call it? I don't know. Like you watch How I Met Your Mother. And then you look at his character on How I Met Your Mother, and then it's like I'm sorry, what? It's kinda he's just like one of those actors that makes you believe what they're playing, right? So it's like what? You see him in his, like, family Halloween costumes with his husband and kids, and then you watch How I Met Your Mother, and you're like, wait a minute, how is this the same individual?
Right?
Well, it's the same thing with, like, Jim Parsons. If you watch him in, like, interviews, mm-hmm. he was on he was on, I can't remember what show it was, but it they said something about being from Gallifrey, and he was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they're like that's Doctor Who, and he's like, I don't know anything about Doctor Who.
It's one of the late night shows.
Right. But it's like I'm sorry, what?
I only know three things that Neil Patrick was in. Was, of course, Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Undercover Brother.
He was also in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. Yes. He's the saving grace of that movie. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay. All right. My brother really likes that.
Also, Starship Trooper.
Okay.
And Dr. Horrible.
Starship Troopers.
That is true.
I'm not sure if I saw that.
What? You don't want what? To. Trust me. It's a horrible movie. Especially if you read the book that it's supposed to be based on.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Well.
I have nothing. I got nothing.
I've heard the movie, I think, but that's about it.
Why? I don't know, but I can't pick a favorite actor. I can't. There's too many that.
Well, I mean, I think everyone has certain things that they can't pick a favorite of.
Yeah.
Like, for example, pick a favorite song. I can't. Too many.
Me, same.
Even within a single band. I mean, my favorite band, Iron Maiden. My favorite song? Too fucking many. They're just that goddamn awesome.
I'm sorry, who?
Did you just say I'm sorry, who?
Yeah, I heard of the Who before anybody does. What band did he talk about?
Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden.
Sarah, I love you.
But that doesn't ring a bell.
You've never heard of Iron Maiden.
How have you never heard of Iron Maiden?
I've heard a lot of songs.
Number of the Beast.
I'm sorry?
Number of the Beast. How'll Be That Name.
Dream of Mirrors. Dream of Mirrors is my favorite Iron Maiden song. So,
Seven Son.
What? I know, you got cut off.
Seven Son of a Seven Son.
I've heard Seven Brides for Seven.
Oh, good God. Trigger, you are.
I never heard of those songs.
But even if you don't know their music, how have you never heard of Iron Maiden? Okay, Doc, yeah. I'm sorry, but that gif, I can't even.
Oh.
I can't even.
I was gonna love it.
Okay, but that was too much.
What was that? Love
it. It's too much.
Something from Tales of the Crypt?
No, it wasn't!
That was a...
I
that was Iron Maiden?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Oh, well. The hell?
I don't know if you guys noticed, by the way, but our mod team is in matching colors. They have a uniform.
What?
It's great. On the site, listen to the moderators. That's our mod team. They're wearing a uniform. It's great. I love it.
Okay.
We have two moderators, Sarok. Doc and Lotus. They both have the same color for their screen name. And it's a color that's not available to the rest of the server. But they're both using it. So our moderation team is in uniform. And I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
Is there some kind of special event going on?
No, it's just that they're... That's...
It was a...
I want to slam my head against something hard.
Put a pillow in the way first, because I don't want to take you to the hospital with a concussion.
Now, I've heard of the flying purple people eater. I'm sorry, one-eyed, one horn.
Concussed! I yelled concussed because that's what that gif is actually from, a video called Concussed.
Okay.
Question Tuesday concussed. He gave himself a concussion doing that.
Okay.
Because, of course, as you do.
That's from a band?
I just want to say a fun little tidbit about Maiden. They started out as a 5-member group.
Okay.
And became a 6-member group in 2002, 2003, something like that, with the Brave New World album. When Bruce came back, and I think Yannick came back, and decided, just why not?
One of my favorite actors of all time, actually, is Vincent D'Onofrio. Sarok knows this.
Yeah.
Because he knows my Vincent D'Onofrio obsession.
Yeah, and have you seen Daredevil?
The movie?
No. Fuck no.
I've seen the movie.
Netflix.
I have not.
Are you talking about the TV? He's
fucking brilliant in that show.
Series?
He played the Kingpin.
Okay.
Which was pretty much the big bad of the show.
Right. Okay.
Talking about the TV series?
Yeah, Netflix.
I know what Netflix is. I've seen title. I've never actually watched it. I watched the movie Daredevil with Ben Affleck a while back.
We're not talking about the movie.
I understand that, but that's the only thing I've seen.
Well, you need to see more.
Why would I want to talk to him?
What?
See more butt.
All right, you know what? It's break time, and maybe when we come back, Trigger can stop being obnoxious. We'll be back after these... We'll be back.
Yeah.
This is Practical Lunacy, with some lunacy for your everyday life. A New Zealand man asked to go to jail instead of finishing out his house arrest sentence because he did not have enough video games.
In other words, he was bored?
Yeah, pretty much. The 19-year-old New Zealander called police on Tuesday and asked to serve out the final month of his 11-month sentence in jail because he had run out of Xbox games to play. Senior Constable Paul Nicholas said the man told police he would breach his home detention if he was not picked up and taken to jail. He is now in prison.
Well, I guess my question with regards to that one, like, no, he can't go out to buy more Xbox games or rent them or however he acquires them. But when you're in home detention, are you not allowed to still have visitors? Because why couldn't he just ask somebody else to pick him up some?
I mean, I know a few gamers, but I don't know any of them that would rather spend time in prison than not have a game to play.
I would rather spend time in prison than touch an Xbox.
Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Only on the internet, only right here at practicallunacy.com. Here at Practical Lunacy, we discuss the news. Texas says it's okay to shoot an escort if she won't have sex with you. In two separate
incidents. Two men allegedly assaulted their girlfriends with pizza.
A store called Kids and Teen has removed crotchless underpants from its displays. And sometimes some of the stuff we talk about is pretty serious.
But a gay man should have the right to marry any other man if he wants to as well.
He was the lead sponsor of DOMA. See, I don't get that.
But there's certainly no fun in being serious all the time.
Why did they even have to cross the road
to get to the other side?
I can't believe you didn't get that, because I was thinking the same thing.
Practical. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that comes out of our mouths sometimes.
10 days? What the fuck? Does it need therapy? Fucking counseling? Why did you, Mr. Dog, bite the big bad Robert? How does that make you feel? Please stop licking your balls and tell me your feeling.
And we always refer to the chat room for help.
No, I'm oh-knowing at the comment that just came out of the chat room.
Don't get Jefferson going. He's already posting links to back himself up. Jefferson says he's going to offer to sell Matt Smith's babies to me. So join us Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. Only on the internet, only right here at practicallunacy.com. Hello, and welcome back to the show. This is still Practical Lunacy here at www.practicallunacy.com, and this is still Luna here with you.
This is still Surmaster.
And I are still Trigar.
Oh shit, here we go again. And this is Serac.
Serac, I don't know what to do with you.
At least we know who he is.
I know who he is. Believe me, I keep tabs.
Because I don't.
That's good because you don't.
Yeah, I mean, someone has to, and that is you.
Aw, thanks.
Aw, you're so sweet.
I think. What? I said thanks, I think.
Oh. Yeah. you're extremely welcome.
Anyway.
So I'm going to look at Sayrock all night?
Well, shit. Now I want to turn off my camera.
Please don't. Look.
Obviously, if I turned off mine, nobody would be upset.
Look. Look, my anxiety is at a glass ceiling right now, and y'all don't need to be watching it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well.
Dead air?
Yeah, pretty much.
Just give her a minute.
Okay, well, I...
Take your time. Zayrock and I will entertain the troops.
Or maybe not.
Okay, we're ending the show.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry.
Well, I guess that's all, folks.